I didn't want to move in here, you know? It wasn't the first choice on my list. It wasn't the worst apartment ever, sure, but the people next door never shut up, and I hear something in the walls every night. I'm sure it's the rats. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I got it because it's close to where I work, and it's on the cheaper side. All in all, I was happy to move in there. Until this week. It figures, doesn't it? The weird shit doesn't show up until after I've signed my lease. I signed up for the pests and the noise problem, but I didn't sign up for being shot at. Especially by a man who isn't really there. It started with the bowl. Just one little bowl that wasn't where it should be. See, I got up early one morning, and I got ready for work, and decided to have a bowl of cereal, because there was no way I was going through the trouble of cooking a real breakfast, so I put the bowl on the counter. I remember looking at it right there on the countertop. It was there. I went to get some milk from the fridge. When I turned around, the bowl was just, well, it was gone. Vanished into thin air. Maybe that's cliche, but it's also terribly true. It simply was not on the counter where I most certainly had left it. But you know, I was still tired. I figured I was seeing things, or not seeing them, I guess. Or maybe I had imagined the whole thing. So I opened the cabinet, and lo and behold, the bowl is sitting there. If it had eyes, it certainly would have been staring at me. I grabbed the bowl, put it on the table again. Milk forgotten. I walked out of the kitchen and decided that I would get dressed. I'd have breakfast just before leaving. Not 10 minutes later, I get into the kitchen, and what do I find? The bowl is gone. Again. I open the cabinet. Again. And it's there. It's there, it's there, it's there. What the hell? I muttered. I was starting to get paranoid now. I actually had the thought that someone had broken into my house and was, what, moving my cereal bowl? This is stupid. You're stupid. I put the bowl on the counter, I closed my eyes, I counted to 10, and I opened them. Guess what I found? That's right. The bowl is in the goddamn cabinet. I guess it's not that big of a deal, right? In the grand scheme of things, it's a pretty innocuous issue to deal with, you know? I just wish that it had ended there. Because the next morning, I went to take a shower before work. I'd been awake for an hour at that point, so I wasn't groggy or confused or anything. It's important that you understand me. I stepped into the bathroom, and my heart practically stopped beating in my chest. There was a man in my shower. I could see his silhouette through the shower curtains. His arms were raised like he was shampooing his hair, but he was standing stock still. Slowly I bent over to open the cabinet under the sink to grab out something to defend myself with. I walked very slowly towards the shower. My breath stuck in my throat. I yanked the shower curtain open, brandishing my makeshift weapon, mouth open to scream for help. Except there was no one there. For a split second, or even half a second, I wanted to believe that I was imagining things. I was in a new apartment. I was paranoid because of the stupid bowl thing from the day before. It could have just been my brain wigging out, right? Except that just then I noticed a little steam trickling out from the bottom of the shower. I know that this sounds crazy to you, or like an over-exaggeration, but the thing is, this wouldn't be the first time I'd seen a ghost, and That's what I started to think it was. See, a ghost. Maybe someone had lived and died in the apartment before me. I'd been seeing spirits since I was about 11, you see. Not regularly or anything. Just once in a while, my mom told me that it was a sensitivity towards the spirit world. Something like she was. My dad rolled his eyes and didn't believe either of us. All I know is that there are ghosts out there, and I was becoming certain that one of those ghosts was taking up residence in my apartment. A few days went by, and things continued as usual for the most part. I still had issues with bowls and various dinnerware in my kitchen, and once my mischievous ghost switched my yogurt out for some cheap, shitty beer, but there was nothing more major or sinister going on, so I slowly started to relax. I eventually decided that I wanted to throw a housewarming party. I don't know why. Maybe because I was feeling so weird and alien in my own home that I wanted to drive home the fact that it was my apartment. Maybe it would make me feel better. I invited a bunch of my friends and work colleagues, bought a ton of chips and beer, and I turned on the tunes. Had a pretty good turnout. And although we tried to keep it down, the sound must have gotten out of hand because we started hearing banging on the walls. Everyone at the party went quiet as the banging echoed through the apartment. It was strange. It was like the banging was coming from all sides. I couldn't even tell which neighbor was pissed off. But I convinced myself that's all it was. A pissed off neighbor. I had to believe it. I didn't want to consider that it could be something else. That night, I couldn't sleep. I couldn't stop thinking about the banging on the walls. Should I go around and ask my neighbors in the morning if we disturbed them? Somehow, I had the feeling that the noise didn't come from any of the surrounding apartments. It was almost like it came from inside my apartment. I decided to turn on the TV so at least there would be some sound in the apartment. The silence was horrible. Maybe it would help me sleep, too. So there I sat in bed watching some brainless reality show when all of a sudden, TV shut off. "The hell?" I muttered. I picked up the remote. I turned it back on. I figured it was just a power glitch or something. We used to get those on the farm all the time when I was growing up. It turned off again a few moments later. This time I couldn't get it to turn back on. Son of a... I got up muttering to myself. I went to check on the TV. I couldn't get the damn thing to turn back on until I checked behind the TV when I discovered that the cord had been unplugged from the wall. My hands were shaking as I plugged it back in. I climbed back into bed. I turned on the TV. I set the remote down next to me and I waited. For a few moments, everything was fine. And then it shut off again. I had this sick, sinking feeling in my stomach. I stared at the remote sitting next to me for a few moments before deciding that I would just leave it off for the night. I would have to sleep without it. I wasn't all that surprised that sleep never came. I think the worst thing, though, is that my books have been stolen by whatever the fuck is living in this goddamn apartment with me. My books are my pride and joy, and interestingly enough, Pride and Prejudice was the first to go. I set it on my coffee table one day, went to work, and when I came back, it had vanished. Over the next day, more books started disappearing. I searched high and low for them. My little library is sacred. You know, I didn't even lend books out, but no matter where I looked, I couldn't find them. I'm not proud to say I cried more than once when I realized I'd never be getting them back. The weirdness didn't stop there. A few mornings later, I woke up to find a condom in my bathroom trash can. A condom! In case you're wondering, I'm single. I felt like I was going crazy, because if it was a ghost, he was sure getting up to some weird shit in my apartment. And then 2 days ago, I saw him. For the first time, I saw whoever it was that was haunting me. I was in the kitchen drinking my morning coffee when he appeared standing across from me. He was translucent, the morning sun shining through his skin, but he was definitely there. I stared at him in shock until my trembling fingers lost their grip on the mug and it fell to the floor and shattered into pieces. And as soon as it hit the floor, he disappeared. When I finally managed to look down, the pieces were gone too. Last night, things got worse. Quite frankly, they got about as bad as they could be. I woke up in the middle of the night, which is sort of odd for me because I am really, really a heavy sleeper. Like, it takes a truck driving through the front door to wake me up. That kind of sleeper. But I woke up anyway and realized immediately that something was not right. There was someone next to me, in bed, sleeping right beside me. I could hear their breathing and feel their weight on the mattress. I opened my eyes and I saw him staring at me, his mouth open in shock. I screamed like I'd never screamed before. I'd seen ghosts before. I'd experienced hauntings, but it was something physical. It was never a tangible goddamn entity that could reach out and touch me and hurt me. And God, he rolled out of bed. He started crouching down like he was searching for something. I practically launched myself off the other side of the bed, hitting the ground with a hard thump. As I hit the ground, a gunshot shattered the air in the room, piercing my eardrum so hard that I thought that they might burst. I grabbed my ears in pain and lay there in terror, trembling on the floor. And eventually the ringing in my ears stopped, and I noticed the room had gone quiet. I peeked over the edge of the bed, and tentatively there was nobody there. I was alone in my room. The door was still shut, and I'm sure I would have heard if he'd left, despite the ringing in my ears. There was no trace of him. It was as though he'd never been in the room. All except for the bullet that was lodged in the wall, of course. However, I have no idea what to do. I'm living in constant terror in my own home, thinking that he might return. I don't know who he is or what he wants, if he's dead or alive or something else entirely, but I need help. Please, has this happened to anyone else? Can anyone help me? I just can't do this anymore.